O'Reilly Digital Media explores the future of audio, video, and photography. Each show brings you insights from leading experts. Learn more by visiting digitalmedia.oreilly.com.
I'm Derek Story for O'Reilly Media. I'm here with Tim Gray from Microsoft, the senior technology evangelist, if I'm correct. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was up your way, last month or so?
Yeah, in July for the Pro Photo Summit.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the summit. I mean, I got lots of things I want to ask you about, but you've done this 2 years now, and it's sort of an exciting event, and we should talk about it for just a second.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We basically invite top names in the industry, both industry leaders and professional photographers, to come together and talk about the issues that are affecting our industry, that are affecting professional photographers, professional photography in general, industry players, everybody that's involved in any way in digital imaging, to try and talk about the issues and hopefully come up with some solutions.
Yes.
We're trying to start those conversations so that those involved, those who have a stake in it, can continue talking about the issues throughout the year and hopefully come to some solutions.
I thought it was interesting that a lot of the conversation centered around how photography is changing for professionals, in the sense that there are more people with digital Rebels and Nikon D40s and so forth that are out there shooting weddings, shooting portraits and so forth. And I think a lot of traditional photographers are trying to figure out how to cope with that changing landscape.
Yeah, it's a big challenge as more and more photographers are out there. You know, digital certainly made photography more accessible.
It sure has.
And it means anybody can hang up a shingle and have a photography business. And that makes it more difficult to differentiate yourself and to make sure that you're going to survive as a professional photographer. And I guess more importantly, that you can actually charge professional photography rates.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because a lot of the folks that are shooting with the entry-level DSLRs, of course, they're not charging the same amount for all sorts of reasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. And are you going to do another one?
Absolutely. We've already set the dates for next year.
All right, that's good. So the thing that I really want to talk to you about today, and I hope you want to chat about it too, is that Microsoft does a lot of research. We know that they do a lot of research in other areas, but they do a lot of research in photography and have been working on a lot of exciting projects. I was wondering if you'd mind talking about the format that you guys have been working on lately and where we're standing with that, and just kind of give us an overview of it.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Microsoft does a tremendous amount of research. Microsoft Research is a really significant part of Microsoft. We've got operations around the world and a lot of really smart people.
Yes, you do.
Who are given the flexibility to work on things that they're passionate about. And obviously, a big focus there is trying to solve big challenges, solve the big problems that are affecting a variety of different people, many users of, you know, the Windows operating system and computers and technology in general, and trying to find clever solutions to some of the mm-hmm. challenges that are out there. And as you can expect, as digital imaging has gotten yes. more and more popular, there's a lot more emphasis, a lot more focus there. And so many of our researchers are working on imaging-related technology and some really impressive things. One of them, you know, you allude to the HD photo technology, the new file format that we recently announced, and that is now going to become the JPEG XR standard. And that is technology that's been in development at Microsoft for the better part of 5 years or so now. And it's actually some very impressive technology. It revolves
is.
Around compression technology, which enables us to obviously have really good quality files, really good quality images in a smaller file size. But it also includes the ability to have high dynamic range and wide color gamut and high bit depth, so that we're getting a lot more information in a smaller package. And it's more information in a variety of ways. It's not just a smaller file size with the same amount of information. It actually is enabling us to have even more information in that file format. So it's a very flexible and very advanced technology in this file format that, you know, I think, and you know, I think anybody at Microsoft would agree, that it's got a lot to offer. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be adopted. Obviously, the fact that it's becoming a JPEG standard, I would imagine that'll help. I suspect that we'll see some digital cameras that'll support it as a native format in the not-too-distant future.
Right.
And it's already supported in the Windows operating system, and you can actually view those files now on the Macintosh platform. And so there's a pretty good groundswell of support happening around JPEG XR, HD photo. And I think that we're going to continue to see that, I hope, because, you know, it's one of the most compelling demonstrations, you know, that we've had at any of our shows. And, you know, you sort of go into it thinking it's going to be a very technical presentation about the details of
right.
file compression.
Yeah.
And yet a variety of different people. And at the summit last year, for example, we did a demo of HD photo. And it was amazing the number of people that crowded around that podium after Bill Crow was finished.
Yeah, and it drew a lot of buzz.
Absolutely.
So the thing that HD Photo approaches is that right now, basically, we have two formats to work in. We have some sort of proprietary RAW format that some cameras have, mainly DSLRs. And then we have JPEG. And JPEG, of course, is very convenient, so widespread. File sizes are small, but you throw away data. I mean, the fact of the matter is when your camera is capturing a certain amount of information, 12 bits or whatever, right away, when that initial JPEG is made, you're throwing away data. And then, of course, if you're not careful in how you handle the JPEG from there, you can throw away more data over time. So HD Photo seems to be tackling more the JPEG side of the equation than the RAW side of the equation. If I'm reading it right, I'm still learning about this format myself.
Sure. Well, and a lot of it really is your perspective coming into it, right? The way I look at it is actually the opposite.
Uh-huh.
When I focus on the fact that HD Photo supports high bit depth, high dynamic range, wide color gamut, to me, that encompasses a lot of the benefits that you would otherwise get with the RAW capture.
Right.
So, you know, the decision between JPEG and RAW capture is basically a decision between convenience and quality in a very simplified way of looking at it, in that JPEG is very convenient. You can view JPEG files on any computer, virtually any device out there. It's an image file. You know, it's ready to be viewed.
Whereas it's cooked. It's baked.
Exactly.
It comes out ready to go.
It's ready to go. Whereas a RAW capture needs to be converted. You've got to do something with it. You need software. You know, there's a variety of issues there. It's got tremendous flexibility. It's got, you know, other benefits in terms of quality and the amount of information, as you mentioned. But there's more of a workflow hassle there.
Yeah.
HD Photo gives us many of the benefits of a RAW capture without the need to actually go through and convert that file into a real image file. It is an actual image file format, and so you'll have many of the benefits. The only thing that you're really giving up in terms of RAW capture versus HD Photo is that RAW capture enables you to tweak the settings in that RAW conversion process. So
yes.
If you made a mistake in your color temperature settings, for example,
which is a common reason.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a common mistake, and so that's something you can fix in the RAW conversion, whereas with HD Photo, you're not going to have quite as much flexibility there. So you are giving up something in that regard, but in my mind, you're getting tremendous benefits along with this new file format.
Now, when I've talked to people about HD Photo at Microsoft, it seemed to me in the early discussions that it was going to be very Windows-centric. And, you know, and then I saw the release... a week or two ago, where there's a Macintosh plugin also.
There is.
So could you tell me a little bit what's going on with that?
Well, I think what happened there is that there was an assumption that because it was a Microsoft technology that it would be very Microsoft-centric, when in fact the folks at Microsoft who were working on this realized from the start that you really need to have very broad support. This needs to be something that's going to get support in the industry. And the only way you're going to do that is to make it accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been fairly significant efforts underway to make sure that there's support in the various operating systems and the various applications so that, you know, you'd be able to open and view and adjust those files within Photoshop, for example, and save them back out. And so, yeah, we did announce that there's a download available so that you can view these HD Photo files on the Apple Macintosh platform, which will only, you know, it only increases the accessibility to the file format and, of course, increases the number of people who are able to check it out. And, you know, the basic concept is give people this technology, let them see what benefits it has to offer, and decide for themselves if it's going to give them an advantage in their workflow. And we've already seen, you know, the response has been pretty phenomenal from professional photographers who see it as a way to get most of the benefits of RAW without the disadvantages of RAW, to consumer photographers, you know, sort of the lower end, the more casual users who see it as a great way to be able to get more pictures in a smaller space, to companies, you know, like stock agencies who have tremendous volume of images that they need to store and make available to clients. And how are they going to deal with that? And this provides a tremendous benefit in terms of the storage requirements.
Yes, I think it's going to be a very interesting format to see on compact cameras, especially because these are good capture devices. They have a lot of capability, but we rarely get RAW. So we're usually stuck with good old 8-bit JPEG on those,
right,
where this would be a very nice option if it could process on compact cameras. And then also on DSLRs, I'd love to have three choices.
Exactly.
I really would love to have three choices.
Sure.
Because as a photographer, you never know. You just have to adapt to every situation. And there could be, especially if you could have like a high burst mode, with this format, which you don't get with RAW, without all the trade-offs that you get with a normal JPEG.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, for the more casual photographer, you know, the biggest benefit really is that you have a file format that can give you lossless quality at about the same file size as a JPEG, or you can get the same quality as a JPEG at about half the file size.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's a pretty significant benefit for any photographer, really. And then at the higher end, the professional photographer, you know, the real serious advanced amateur, the advanced hobbyist, they're going to realize the benefits of the, you know, the high dynamic range, wide color gamut, high bit depth, and the convenience factor of having an image file that's ready to go. So my sense is that, you know, and the response so far has been rather enthusiastic, and my sense is that there's going to be a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and interest in seeing it move forward.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is there a crystal ball here? Can you kind of see what's going to happen over, or do you have a guess of what's going to happen over the next year or so? And what are people going to start hearing more about this? Or are we looking for early adopters on the manufacturer side?
Well, there's definitely going to be some more communication about it. There'll be more information out there as we try to, you know, let people know about the technology and the capabilities. Obviously, the fact that it's now going to become a JPEG standard as JPEG XR is only going to help that.
Yeah.
And so my guess, you know, obviously the lead time for digital camera manufacturing, it's actually longer than you might think.
Really?
You know, considering how quickly digital cameras come out, most people probably figure they only take a few months to be developed.
Yeah.
But the technology behind them and the chipsets that go into them is actually, in many cases, a couple years or more out. And so it'll take some time, I'm sure. But I think that we'll see camera manufacturers adopting it as a standard, as an option in the cameras. I suspect initially it'll be yet another option in most cameras. You know, most point-and-shoots offer just JPEG capture.
Yeah.
Some of them have TIFF or RAW, depending on the particular model. And so I suspect that this will be either a replacement for JPEG in many cases for the existing JPEG standard or an additional option that'll be available. But I think for many photographers, the advantages are clear and there's really no downside, provided, you know, we do our jobs right and we get it out there, support it everywhere.
Exactly. So I want to change gears a little bit. Thank you for talking about HD photo, because I think a lot of people are going to be very interested in what you had to say about. What can they do to find out more?
Well, the best source of information is going to be the website, timgray.com.
Mm-hmm. So it's timgray.com, G-R-E-Y.
That's correct.
That's right. Well, Tim, hey, thanks for joining us. Looking forward to see what happens with HD photo, and nice chatting with you as always.
Likewise. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
This show was produced and is copyrighted by O'Reilly Media. For more podcasts, tutorials, reviews, weblogs, tips, and tricks, visit O'Reilly Digital Media at digitalmedia.oreilly.com.